Chapter 4. If the coal mine had felt claustrophobic, climbing up the feed chute felt like entering his own grave. The chain mesh conveyor belt was covered with sharp metal ridges to keep the coal from falling back down the chute. Loose black chunks of coal slipped out from under his hands and feet as he tried to climb, making him fall against the ridges. The top of the tunnel was low enough that at times he had to half crawl, half slide to get through. No wonder they needed a kid to do this. The walls were so narrow and the ceiling so low that he kept banging his head and elbows against rocks that stuck out. If it hadn't been for the helmet, his head would have been a mass of bumps and bruises. An adult would have gotten stuck a dozen times over. Every few feet, he stopped to examine the belt, looking for breaks or rocks jammed in the chain. After 15 minutes of searching, his back ached, and even with his leather jacket and thick pants, his arms and legs were covered with cuts and nicks. He paused, resting his head against the wall.
"Are you all right?"
his father's voice echoed up to him. Trenton pulled down his mask and shouted,
"I'm fine! Just taking a break!" "Don't be too long!"
his father called.
"You don't want your light to run out of fuel!"
That could happen? Why hadn't anyone mentioned it before? The thought of trying to crawl back down with no light was terrifying. He crawled up the belt again, pushing himself to move quicker and check more thoroughly. His father had said he didn't need to do this, but Trenton knew that he did. Partly to make up for the swing, because it was true that he didn't know how to put a brake on his brain. When he got an idea, he felt like he could only focus on that one thing, never on what the consequences of his actions might be. More than that, though, he needed to do this for his mother. Their relationship had always felt strained. His father said things had been different before the accident.